Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They've have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And today we've got a good one, you guys. We have one of the original Real Housewives, a woman that can feel Giovanni, a cabaret star. Everyone, please welcome Countess Luann de Lesseps.
Hi. Hi, girls. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Lou, we had the pleasure of seeing your show in San Francisco last weekend. It was actually our third time. And it keeps getting better and better. We've seen all the different shows.
Thank you.
This is my favorite one yet.
I agree. This was the most fun.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I think, you know, before I used to have guests in the show, I don't know if you've seen one of those
shows. No, we've seen them all. We've seen them all.
You've seen them all. Okay, great. So, you know, we've seen that when I'd have a guest on, you know, oftentimes people were going to the bathroom or they were talking or they weren't paying attention. So we're like, you know, with what's going on in the world, we thought, you know what, we're doing a one-woman show. And I couldn't be happier. I have a new director. As you can see, I work really hard on the show, putting it together. And, you know, Richard J. Alexander is my director and he directs Kristen Chenoweth. So I'm working with the best in the business. And, you know, thank you for telling me that it really was the best show because I worked
honestly,
really hard.
Honestly, to give me something to talk about song with the background. Right. I don't want to give too many spoilers, but
right.
The self-awareness is just like top notch there. I mean, and you're playing into the joke. The audience is having such a fun time. The Bravo community, like when we come together for these types of shows, you cannot have more fun. And like watching you, and like Mary said, as we've seen like the different iterations, it really does keep getting better and better.
This is the best show by far. You tapped in.
Yeah. And so you have some upcoming shows. So you have the LA shows that are happening where I am. It's on June 23rd to June 26th. So guys, if you can see the show, please go see it. It is just such a fun night. What else, what other cities are left on your tour?
You know what? This is the end of my tour right now. I'm going to take some time in this summer because I've been touring, you know, I did, 16 shows in for the holidays. And now I did this spring, you know, iteration of my show. So I'm going to take some time off this summer and then, you know, working on fall dates and again, the holidays, hoping to get over to Europe with the show, London, you know, London's West End and Ireland, Scotland and Australia. So we're working on a kind of a world tour. Which is very exciting. But you know, listen, last time I was in LA, I sold out the Wiltern, which was incredible. You know, so to be back in LA and playing the iconic El Rey Theater is amazing for me. You know, I've got four nights from the 23rd to the 26th, and I'm going to have a lot of housewives hanging around, and a lot of celebrities are coming to see my show. You know, Molly Shannon came to my last show and Terry Hatcher.
I was going to say Terry Hatcher was there. I remember that being there.
Yes. Yeah. It was so cool. Like Desperate Housewives meets the Real Housewives.
I love that so much. So
yeah.
Okay. So summer, are you going to be in the Hamptons this summer? I feel like you have like a busy schedule this summer. What is this like spinoff I'm hearing about with Sonia?
Well, you know, listen, it's a rumor on Page Six, so I can't really confirm anything to that. But it does
Sonia
sound
did
like a
post
fun
about
show,
it.
Doesn't it? She did, didn't
Sonia,
she?
But
I
Sonia
think
did
she had
post.
To take it down.
Oh, no. Listen, Mary and I have been kind of saying like, it would be so fun to see these types of spinoffs of the Housewives, because I think, you know, especially with what's going on with Legacy and the new iteration of Roni, is like, we don't want you off our screens. But we love to see in different situations, you know, what's going on with Legacy?
Well, you know, I just had a call about that the other day. And, you know, I think, you know, I haven't been asked back officially, you know, I'm hoping to be back for that Legacy, because I feel like, you know, it would be great to see like with the new cast that they want to put together and then the OGs, like, let's see what's going to stick. I mean, maybe both will, who knows?
I would love to see both. I think it's actually a really smart idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's your dream cast for Legacy? I will like to say Dorinda was on Jeff Lewis this week and she slipped that her apartment was being filmed. So I have a prediction. It's you, Dorinda, Jill Zarin, Kelly Bensimone,
Ramona,
and maybe Sonia. Sonia.
Yeah, of course.
Don't forget Sonia.
Is there anyone else that you would like to see?
You know, I would like to see, you know, what about Kristen Takeman or Aviva Drescher?
I've been watching old seasons recently and there's like people like Jules. I feel like Jules got a bad shake on the season, like didn't really get to show herself. I think that there's a lot of housewives that have come and gone that, you know, bring them back because their lives are totally different from when they were off on the show as well.
Exactly. But I think Jules lives in Miami now. I don't even know if she's in New York anymore, but
what's the Tinsley update? Where's Tinsley?
The Tinsley update is I think Tinsley has met somebody in Palm Beach.
Good for her.
So yeah, good for her. I mean, so I, you know, I haven't heard from her, but I don't think there's interest on her part. I'm not quite sure. So I could be totally wrong, by the way.
So Tinsley's potentially dating somebody. What's going on with your dating life?
Well, darling, I'm single right now and ready to mingle. I
love it.
You know, I'm a hopeless romantic, but I've just been so busy right now and, touring and all of that.
You said you joined Raya.
I did. I did.
Have you gone on any dates from Raya?
You know, it's funny. I have not gone on a date from Raya. I've had a couple of like, you know, story. Actually, I'm going on a date in LA on Raya.
I'm on Raya in LA and I'm not getting any dates. So I'm very happy for you that you are getting dates from Raya in LA.
Well, darling, I'm a little older and more mature, right? So I think my dates are going to be a little different than yours, unless you're looking for an older man, of course.
She could be.
I would bow down to you anyways. If it was like between me and you, I'm like, no, you got to go with the Countess, obviously.
You're so cute. Oh, you're so funny.
And then, who's the most famous person that's like hit on you or asked you out?
Well, I mean, I used to have, and he went on Andy Cohen's show, and because Sonia said that she had some story with Keith Hernandez, and you guys don't even probably remember Keith, but he was a huge Mets player back in the day. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I had my famous little makeout session with Hugh Grant and, I got into the elevator at a party. This was kind of years ago now. It was actually at a magazine cover party. Oh my God, his name is going out of my mind right now.
Give us some describing and we can try to figure out who it is. This is like a guessing game.
I'm like picturing him. It's like right on top of my head. And oh my God, it's on the tip of my tongue.
It will come back to you. But like, what was he famous for?
Let's skip.
Okay.
Let's skip.
Well, he's been in a lot of movies. Let's skip.
Leave it as a mystery.
I'll come back to it. It's a mystery man.
Okay. You know, you filmed Rugged, we call it Rugged, last year. And I'm wondering, how was that filming different than your typical Roni filming? It seemed like I loved that they broke the fourth wall. What do you think like makes that show great and makes Roni great? Or like, what are things that you liked filming island versus filming normally?
Right. Well, you know, like you said, we kind of broke the fourth wall. You got to, you know, kind of go behind the scenes about what, you know, what the experience is and, you know, how we felt about certain scenarios that played out on the show. And I think that was cool for fans to see, you know, to see how we really felt about a certain situation or about film. So I think that was a really interesting aspect. I feel like, you know, having that kind of moment where you can go down and vent, we had the camera set up so you could do your interview kind of thing, was cool because it was right in the moment. And, you know, listen, we were in the Turks and Caicos in this beautiful house on this beautiful beach.
With that beautiful, you know, man, Brett, was it
with
Ron?
That beautiful,
John from the Conch Bar, which I've been watching the previous. Michael.
John from the Conch Bar. Michael the butler. The house manager. He was so much fun and just so great. And
you had fun with him.
I had fun with him. Now I never realized he was married until much later in the game, girls. But you
that's
know,
not your fault. That's not your problem.
Right. I didn't know. And anyway, so I'm always getting into trouble with the cutest boys on the trip. And Ramona's always looking for the best room on the trip. So there you go.
We all play our part, don't we?
Exactly.
Who do you keep in touch the most with from that cast?
Clive Owen.
Clive Owen. Yes. Oh my God. I love Clive Owen.
I got
Owen.
A crush on Clive Owen. He's so hot.
Did you watch Impeachment recently?
I have not seen that.
He plays Bill Clinton in it.
Oh, I have to watch that. Yeah. Okay. It's on my list.
I love Clive Owen. But yeah, so sorry. Now that we've detoured there. Who do you keep in touch with? That was a great drop right there. I love that. But who do you keep in touch with the most from the Rugged cast or Housewives in general outside of your franchise?
You know, some of the Beverly Hills girls are going to come to my cabaret show out in LA. So I'm excited to see them. I haven't seen them in a while.
Kyle, Dreet.
Oh, Kyle.
Erica.
Lisa Rinna. Teddy Mellencamp. And Tamara Barney. And so, yeah, I'm going to have some housewives there definitely and some celebrities, I'm sure. So,
I guess I have to attend all four shows now to see which one I should be, I'll see everyone.
I think they're coming on either the 24th or the 25th, or maybe on the 20th. I don't know, Dolan. I can't remember. Maybe the 23rd.
I'll just camp
opening
out.
Night.
Opening night. Okay.
Perfect. Opening night on the 23rd. And I, oh, back to the question, who do I see? Sonia, Ramona, I saw, you know, after she. After she released the invitation to Teresa's wedding, she was so embarrassed, poor girl.
So you don't think that
technically
was
challenged?
You don't think that was on purpose in any way?
No, of course not. She's
Ramona
just
once posted her bank accounts on her Instagram story.
I
so
know. There you go.
I don't feel like it was definitely like on purpose.
Okay, there's
great
some
example
like rumors of Teresa's bridesmaids. Are you in the wedding?
No, I mean, that is the craziest thing. I heard that and people have been asking me and it's like, no, I was never a bridesmaid. I was never asked to be a bridesmaid.
I don't know where that rumor started.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, definitely not.
Thought maybe she's really trying to stick it to Melissa by inviting all of you to be bridesmaids instead.
Yeah. Right. Oh, maybe that's it. I didn't even think that part. Oh, you're good. Love it.
Who you're became naughty, like you're like who did you enjoy hanging out with the most on that trip besides like can't say Ramona from your own cast?
Well, I mean, well, Ramona was kind of the wild card. I mean, I, you know, I didn't think that I would get along with, you know, from Kenya, everything, how, you know, kind of shady she can be. And I actually got along really well with her. And also Kyle, I didn't really know Kyle very well at all. And she was so down to earth and so much fun. I really enjoyed getting to know her better. We laughed a lot. And, you know, she shared with us her, you know, her hangups and body image and all that stuff, which I found very, you know, interesting for her to share that and own that. Yeah. And otherwise, yeah, I got along really with everybody. And Teresa and I got tight and Melissa, I've seen, you know, out and about at appearances or whatever at parties. And so, you know, it was just great. It was a great, it felt like OG Housewives to me. You know, there was drama,
really light.
But it wasn't,
yeah,
it was light drama. It wasn't mm-hmm. crazy, you know, drama. And it didn't have to be because mm-hmm. it was really about us as women connecting, enjoying each other. And, you know, the drama of like, you know,
Ramona.
Ramona starting it up. I mean, yeah. I mean, she really, Ramona just puts her foot in it, doesn't she?
Yeah, I thought everyone was really, it just was such a fun way to kind of see everybody together because I think you guys started these franchises, right? A lot of you were kind of the OGs from there. And so to see mm-hmm. the progression of where you start, I mean, Lou, you probably have the biggest trajectory of a housewife of any of the housewives, right? We've seen you with the Count. We saw you get divorced. We saw you with Tom.
Right.
We saw, you know, the, right. Everything that's like happened with like the Palm Beach right. stuff and everything. But it's been so, I mean, sorry to bring that up, but it's been so real to see
okay.
this life
that's
of
okay.
you.
I own that.
And I mean, truly, like people ask us, we're like, it's Roni all the way. We love Lou. Like just seeing everything that you've gone and you've been so real with sharing with us. Is there anything mm-hmm. like within your time on Housewives that you've been like, oh, I wish they didn't show that. Or, oh, I wish they showed that.
Well, probably the only occasion I would say is that when everybody thought I slept with the pirate and the pirate said he came on Andy Cohen's show and said that didn't happen. He actually slept with Sonia. and it was very hurtful for Jacques. So that's probably the only thing that I regret because I looked super guilty and I adore Jacques. And mm-hmm. So that's probably one of the only moments that I regret not remembering that I had a microphone on my rear end. I mean,
yeah,
you know, that was a bummer. But other than that, you know, not really. Like you said, you girl said, I own, you know, mm-hmm. all the stuff that's happened to me in my past. And I take it as a learning curve and a time to grow, you know. And, you know, if we can learn from our past and grow, that's the ultimate, you know, benefit.
Completely. Do you, when's the last time you saw Jacques?
I saw Jacques for dinner last week.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, we're very close. I mean, we're like family, you know. Yeah. He grew up in Paris, you know, so his family is all in Europe. And so I'm like family to him. He was with me when Noelle was going through high school. And, you know, so he's really a part of the family and we are super tight still.
I love that. When's the last time you ran into Tom? Like you have not.
I never met Tom before Dorinda introduced me to him.
Okay.
And I have not seen him since.
Okay. Good. What about Harry?
Harry Dubin. I ran into him in Miami somewhere when I was in Miami this winter. So I've seen Harry out and about.
Harry, it is so funny with Harry because if you go past an old season of different types of shows, he appears in the background all the time, or he ends up being some sort of subject in a different show. I'm like, how does Harry get, right? How does he know what's happening? Where he's everywhere.
I know, right? Isn't it funny? I don't know where he's getting his info, but he's obviously got some insider info going around somewhere.
It's probably Ramona.
Yeah.
I think it's funny because Andy Cohen said on Watch What Happens Live, he says that the Roni women talk the most to the press. And I think like page six. So really? Who do you, that's
that
what
wouldn't be me.
That's what that Andy would be me. Said. Who do you think
I avoid
he's
them like the plague.
Who do you think he's referring to?
I don't know.
I feel like there's two of them that might be blonde. Perhaps three of them that might be blonde.
Right. Yep. There
but
you
we'll
go.
Just we'll just not name names there though. But
exactly. Yeah, I didn't say it, you did. I love it.
Exactly.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TBT cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free. With Ouai, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Is there anything like when you're filming? Because again, we said, you showed every part of your life. Is there anything that you struggle with filming, or like when a new season comes up that you're like, oh man, like here we go, or things that you try to avoid or anything?
Well, I mean, you know, the struggle of sobriety is real, you know, and, you know, I'm around a lot of social, you know, events and parties and drinking and whatever. And, you know, I don't have a problem with not drinking. As you might have noticed on the Ultimate Girls Trip, I did not drink.
Yeah, and amazing. That would be a struggle.
Right. And I didn't drink on the last season of The Housewives. And so, you know, I've gone, you know, many times, and had my ups and downs with sobriety. And, you know, the more time I have in sobriety, the easier it gets. But sometimes it gets very stressful, as you have seen during filming. And so it's not easy. And I remember our last season when we were out on the North Fork and we were wine tasting and Sonny was getting all crazy. I was like, this is so hard for me. I just have to go outside and have a cigarette.
Yeah, completely. I can only imagine.
You know?
Speaking of which, what's going on with Fosé?
Well, the Fosé is delicious. You girls have to taste it. I'm actually going to have it at my LA shows.
Okay. It wasn't at the San Francisco one. We were really like, oh man, we wanted to try it.
Wait, they ran out of alcohol at the San Francisco show. That just goes to show what kind of party it was.
I know. I don't think San Francisco was prepared for my show. I don't think so. They get it.
Yeah.
I don't think they get how much people, because it is a party.
It's a party.
There to have a good time. It is a full-on party.
It's so we had gone to a bar after the fact that was like walking distance, so many people had come there after. The bouncer at one point asked one of our friends, like, why are there so many people here? And I'm like, you guys don't know who Countess Lou is? Like, hello.
Hello. I mean, and you know, that's another thing I want to say about my fans and about my cabaret shows is that it's such a great Ouai of the fans to connect. You know, people come to my shows and they make friends and they go out together and they, you know, they become buddies. It's the cutest thing in the world.
I made a lot of friends that night.
Yeah.
I managed to make it to the front row and I was jamming. Awesome. I was feeling Giovanni.
We had to pull her back at one point. I'm like, you might be scaring Lou. Come back here.
I love it. I love the enthusiasm. Yeah. So I feel like, you know, that's something I have that like no other show has, you know,
100%.
Fans feel connected through the franchise and through me, you know, which is great. You know, it's a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah. Are you going to be at BravoCon this year?
I imagine I will be.
Fingers crossed there'll be a show.
Not being there. Well, you know, they haven't asked me yet, but we'll see. You know who came to my show in Seattle? You girls are going to die.
Who?
The Haim sisters.
No. Oh, really?
Yes.
I love that. They're big Housewives fans.
They are. And I had no idea. And they showed up and they couldn't have been nicer. They were so sweet. And they were like, Countess, we're doing a song for you. And I was like, all right. Wouldn't that be cool to do a song with the Haim? You girls have to put that out there in the universe right now.
Let's add it out there right
Mary
now.
Mary is a big ask, believe, receive, and it happens often. So she'll be doing that after this.
I love her. I mean, those girls are just so sweet. They came, you know, they were in Seattle. They were performing, you know, in town as well, but they came out, they came to my show. They came to see me backstage and we were talking. They're like, Lou, you're doing four nights at the El Rey Theater. That's epic. And then they told me that they sold out Madison Square Garden. I'm like, well, that's pretty damn epic, darling. I mean, but they were so humble.
You'll get there. You'll get there.
I'll get to that. Next, honestly, I will.
Their next tour, you might be the opener. Their next tour. Wouldn't that be so fun? I could see the crossover.
So fun. I could see. Oh, yeah, me too. Me too. I love that.
Actually, it would be fun if you were filming Legacy to see like the behind the scenes of BravoCon. I think like the show needs to kind of like,
revamp.
In a lot of ways, like breaking that fourth wall, like seeing what's the behind the scenes side, and maybe Legacy could be that bridge to that.
That's a cool idea. I like that. I like the way you girls think. You know?
Yeah. I think, well, one of the things I think when, the Rehugget had come out, it was like, there's not a lot of drama. And it was like, we don't want the drama. We just want to see these ladies interacting. Like these are the OGs. I mean, truly, like we've spent a third of our lives watching Housewives, you know, we've been there since the beginning. I'm from Orange County. So when Real Housewives of Orange County came out, it sucked me right in. Then, you know, we had like New York, and I mean, New York is one of my favorite franchises. And it's like, we've like watched you guys since the beginning that we want to see the interaction. We don't need the drama. We just want to like be with you guys.
Yeah, you just want to hang out, right?
I remember when you got Aston, and I think about Rosie, the housekeeper, often.
Rosie's in New Jersey. You know, I ended up leaving New York and going to the Hamptons with the kids at one point and putting them in school out here. And then I would have my apartment, but I got more of a pied-à-terre in the city because the kids wanted to be out in the country. So that's what happened to Rosie.
Good times.
That's like season one there. Do you like watch the other franchises?
I watched a little bit of the new Dubai, and, you know, they're gorgeous. They've obviously got a lot of money to play with. And, but I just feel like it's very superficial for the moment, maybe because we don't know them well enough yet. So we got to give them a chance.
Yeah. I feel like they haven't like really completely introduced them in the way that I want to like go into their homes and see their family life. Like they kind of started with drama too quickly for me. I haven't like, you know, I don't know who's my favorite yet. I got to trust my housewives.
Yeah. Because you don't feel connected quite
yet.
So. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's probably what that is and why you feel that way. But, and I'm with you on that. I feel like I need to know them better before I can invest in them.
Okay. We have two more questions for you then. I know you have a busy day, so we'll let you go. But I wanted to know, like, what do you find is like the most iconic moment from you or like most memorable line from you being on the Housewives?
Well, I mean, I got to say, like, listen, you know, the guy had too much to drink. He probably went upstairs and passed out. Why are you not being cool? Why are you not being cool?
Stop being so uncool. Heather.
Why are you being so uncool? Because holla, I was like, the guy, you know, we don't want him driving. He's been drinking, you know, he went to sleep upstairs. What's the big deal? Just be cool. Don't be like all uncool.
Right. That's my favorite.
Those are the exact
too.
Words.
Yes. Right. That and the bushes, I think, are my favorite Luann moments of like that. I'm sure people bring up all the time to you.
And the please don't let it be about Tom.
And also even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes.
Oh, I use that in my daily like vernacular. Like that is a part of my vocab and of the phrases I use.
I love it. Well, because it's true, you know, I don't care how big the fashion house is, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they don't always get it right. They don't always get it right, you know.
All right. And our last question, if you could go back in time, would you have still done the show? Like the show has completely changed your life.
Yeah. Well, totally. You know, totally. It was meant to be that show. I mean, it came to me. I met Jill Zarin at a party. She says, "Hi, I'm Jill Zarin." I'm like, "What was that?" You know, and I'd never seen anything like it. I was like, I mean, who is that redhead? I'm Jill Zarin. And when she told me she was doing the show and whatever, I was like, okay, well, that sounds interesting. And then I went off on vacation to the south of France and she emailed me and she said, oh, you have to meet the producers, whatever. So, you know, but we didn't have no idea it would become, you know, pop culture or iconic the way it has, you know.
Truly.
You've changed television history.
Yeah. Well, together we did, right? Yeah. Together we did, really, you know.
Yeah, we always say it gave everyone it's almost like the second chance. Like women of a certain age kind of get pushed to the side, right. But not with Housewives. It's like, no, we're not, you're the stars.
I'm a prime baby.
Oh no, yeah. We're fabulous. We're mm-hmm. 50 and fabulous.
I love it, and
50 is the new 40 and 40 is the new 30 and so on and so forth. You know,
100%.
It's a different world out there for us women. And you know, if we can inspire any women, I mean, you know, I always have women saying, you know, oh my God, you got me through that pregnancy, or you got me through cancer, or you got me through, you know, and that really is what it's all about. It's like, if we can entertain you and make you laugh, because there's been, you know, a lot of good times, you know, there's drama, but I think the good times outweigh the bad.
100%. Well, on that note, Councilor Luann, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. And jurors, if you have the opportunity, please go see Countess Cabaret.
I'll see you in LA, girls.
Perfect. All right.
Bye.
Have a good one. Thanks,
bye,
little.
Girls.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off but we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.